You had a whole lot of controversy about it. A whole lot of books written on it. A whole lot said about it. And it's true and whatnot. But I'm here to tell you that this school is not my viewing at all. It's Yahweh. And just to tell you the honest truth about it, he's found the Yahweh to find this school. He might have done it through me and you and your stuff, but he's reacting to the founder. The gospel of the kingdom must be preached in that way. Now you see, he didn't. He started with Moses. Now this is the creator. See? Then there's something else I want to say about that too. Look at the third chapter of Philippians, I believe it is. And the fifth verse.
Circumcised the eighth day.
No. The third chapter of Titus.
Yeah. Not by words of righteousness.
That's correct.
Yeah. But we have some.
Not by words of righteousness. We have some.
But according to his mercy.
But according to his mercy.
He saved us.
By the washing of regeneration.
Which he shed on us abundantly.
Through Yahshua. Through Yahshua, the Son of God. Now here's what I'm trying to say. Here's the reason why. Now, he is telling you about regeneration. Now, there had to be a generation. See? Now, this is a generation of the creation of the heavens and the earth. That's the generation of it. Now, then, there's a degeneration. See? Now, that means it's coming down. Then there's a regeneration, that means taking back. Created new, been just by the side. Now, the reason why I brought that up is on this account. See, Adam was the son of Yahweh. And Yahweh was manifested in him. And then that first man, Adam. And he's partaking of the fruit of that tree. See, for his wife. Now, why did I say that? Look at the Romans 5:14. And then you'll see what I'm talking about. I'm going to get on down to this. But I want you to understand.
Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses.
Now, nevertheless, now we got the first man. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses.
Even over them that have not sinned.
Even over them that have not sinned.
After the similitude of Adam's transgression.
After the similitude of Adam's transgression. Not just now over here in Paul writing to Timothy, he said that Adam was not any transgression. But the woman being deceived was then. Now the use of words, the employment of words, by the translate, oftentimes you run into something like that, and then you get confused. Unless you understand, unless you know how to work. So now oftentimes the one statement and one sentence in Hebrew, see, will mean one thing in one place, another place it'll mean another. So you have to understand it in order to be able to interpret it correctly. Give you an example. See, Solomon said, one generation goes and another comes, but the earth abides forever. See? Now Jehovah's Witnesses have run around saying that the earth is going to abide. 5 years this way and two. Now, when you look over here in the 24th chapter of Matthew, you find that Yahshua the Messiah said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. John, now, I'm telling you that he saw a new heaven and a new earth, and the first heaven and the first earth will pass away.
Right, yeah.
See? Well, now, the way you're supposed to do whenever you run into something like that and you don't understand what it's all about, see, you get to get on home. And then, see, then nobody disturbs your age.
Right.
See that now? Well, we don't do that.
That's right.
We understand what it is all about. Now, Genesis 8:22 says this. While the earth remains, see, time and harvest, day and night, summer and winter, shall not pass. It'll just be a constant routine. Just like the sun rises and the sun sets. As long as the earth remains. But now there's going to come a time when it won't remain. Then Yahweh said he would make all things. Now, here's why I'm bringing this up. I'm trying to, I thought tonight, that I was trying to show you something about your life, about the Christ, so that you could get some understanding about it. Now, you know, now, what we had then to begin with was, beginning with Moses, that's in Moses, you find that. Beginning at Moses. Oh, you read that.
Luke 24:25.
Now hurry up now, because the time is flying and I've got a lot of this ground.
Then he said unto them, O fools,
believe all the prophets that spoke.
Believe all,
now he didn't just say Moses. Believe all that the prophets. See, any of the prophets I told you that, nor two, three. And Abraham and on down, see, they preach. See, all right.
Ought not the Messiah to have suffered these things?
Now, ought not the Messiah to have suffered these things?
And to enter into his glory?
And to enter into his glory.
And beginning at Moses.
Now, and beginning at Moses. Now, that's where he started. Now, remember, this is the creator.
You're right.
Now, don't run into some around on that and make no mess up.
Yeah, you're right. Sure.
See, that's what you got the creator of the heavens and the earth. And beginning at Moses.
And all the prophets.
And all of the prophets.
He expounded unto them.
He expounded unto them.
In all the scriptures.
In all the scriptures.
The things concerning him.
The things concerning himself. Now I want you to go to Acts. The 24th chapter. And the 16th verse. But before you go there, to the 16th verse, read the first two or three verses of the 24th chapter of that.
And he said unto Moses,
Come up unto Yahweh.
Thou and Aaron. Nadab and Abihu. And 70 of the elders of Israel. And worship ye afar off. And Moses alone. Shall come near Yahweh. But they shall not come nigh. Neither shall the people go up with him.
Now, this is true.
And the glory of Yahweh abode upon Mount Sinai. And the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day. He called unto Moses.
Now, you don't see a thing there about it. About what happened. And that colon indicates that there's something left out of there. Now, this is what you have to do. I want you to repeat what you just said.
And the glory of Yahweh abode upon Mount Sinai, And the cloud covered it 6 days.
And the cloud covered it 6 days.
Cold. And the seventh day.
And the seventh day.
He called on the Moses.
He called on the Moses.
Out of the midst of the cloud.
Out of the midst of the cloud. Now I want to go to Genesis 1:1. Now this is what is left out. But this falls right in what you didn't read now. In Genesis falls over here. See, Moses took what he saw in the vision and put it over here in the sentence again. Now listen, folks. Be careful now. See, this is where Joshua started with Moses. Now you don't find a thing about what Enoch wrote anything or Adam wrote anything about the creation of heaven and earth. The father? Abraham never wrote a thing about it.
The creation of heaven and earth.
You follow me? Well, why didn't he write something about it? Because he didn't see nothing about it. Well, why didn't he see nothing about it? Because he didn't reveal anything.
I think it's the 10th chapter of Joshua. And about the 13th verse. Now here's another culture.
12th verse. They spake Joshua to Yahweh in the day when Yahweh delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. Mm-hmm. And he said in the sight of Israel, Son, stand thou still on Gibeon. And thou moon in the valley of Aijalon. And the sun stood still.
And the sun stood still.
And the moon stayed.
And the moon stayed.
Until the people had avenged themselves.
The people had avenged themselves.
Is not this written in the book of Joshua?
Is not this written in the book of Joshua? Now you can go down your book on the story. You can cut the hold around on that. But now this book of Joshua. See, Moses didn't write that. And didn't none of the prophets write that. The boss wrote that in his past. You see? Now look and listen. Now you're talking about the sun and the moon standing still. See? Now the sun. If Joshua had not been the sun, and this is the first time that the sun and the moon say, hearken to the voice of a man. Because now it has to be the same man that created. If it has to be him, the creator standing there, and it would not have happened in that.
That's right.
You see,
that's right.
And it has not been written in the book of Jack. Now that you've heard this day, there's no such thing as a day in no language at all until about the 17th century. Was in the Hebrew language and was in no way. So it could not have been part of the thing developed here. How about that? Have you thought about that? See, now that day, that's a lot. See? Now, let me show you this. Now, you have a tribe. One of the tribes A-S-A-T-R. Y-A-H-S-A-P-R. Y-A-H. Not J. Or look in the margin of the translated old Bible, just have a King James Version of the Bible, and see what that really does mean. That means the foot of the upright.
Now that book of the upright, Yahweh written that book.
Now I see, I've got a bigger right there, and I'm able to choose here. But what, as far as we go, we'll take it up some other time. I'm sure I can't finish it.
Now Yahweh written that book. Now let's go to the 32nd chapter of Exodus, and the 31st and 32nd verse. Now what was after? It was after the book of Genesis.
31st verse.
The book of the upright. Now here's something else I want you to understand. I want you to know this. We got a song out. Is my name written there? Yes, your name is written there. Aliases and all. Yahweh knows every last one of you. I mean, just like this. You understand by one another. I don't know whether anybody ever told you that before. Right? You know, when he spoke to Moses at the burning bush, he called him Moses. And he told Moses that he was the Elohim of his father, Amram. See? And then he told him of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Is that right?
Yeah.
Now here's something we leave out for the most part. In fact, Matthew overlooked it. He also told, since we spoke of him talking to Moses here at the burning bush, and Moses went and gave him those excuses for not going down here in Egypt. He told, now here's what we're talking about. We're talking about Yahweh knowing your name.
Yeah.
And him writing in the book, not the one that Moses wrote, but the book of the upright. And your name is there. Your record and everything is there. Now that's what we're talking about. And we're talking about and trying to show you that Yahweh knows your name. Now we showed you he spoke to Moses and called him by name. And he told him that he was the Elohim of his father, that Amram. And then he said of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Is that right? Meaning that he knew Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Right.
And Moses had to complain about having an impediment of speech.
Yeah.
He found out that he knew Aaron also.
Right.
Because he told him that he was going to give him, and now he had to find out he knows his brother Aaron.
Right.
You see?
Right.
You almost know everybody. Now these are some things you need to know.
Right.
Now the 32nd chapter. See what he told Moses there.
And Moses returned to Yahweh and said. All the people have sinned a great sin.
Now that's when they visited the golden calf. See, Moses come down out of the mountain. See, with the tables of stone. And he flew down there, found that he had built the golden calf. It's right there. And he threw down those tables of stone. And he said to them, Yahweh hasn't spoken to them and given them the commandments and told them that they couldn't make anything in the likeness of anything.
Right.
In the heaven or in the earth or on the earth. You understand? Now they heard him say that. He said, and they said, all that you say, we'll do.
Yeah.
We just don't want you to speak to us no more like that. So they wanted Moses to speak to them, you see? Is that right?
Right.
They were frightened. Even Moses was frightened. Okay. I don't want you to think he was. He was.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, Moses tells them what?
And have made them
what you just get the continuity.
And Moses returned unto Yahweh and said.
And Moses returned unto Yahweh and said,
all this people have sinned a great sin.
Now he said the people have sinned a great sin in that they had to pay their rains and other
You're ready to build it and go over the path. All right, and they were worshiping the darkness. All right, now read on. Now, Moses said, now you committed or you sinned a great sin.
And have made them idols of gold. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin.
Now, thou wilt forgive their sin.
And if not.
And if you won't forgive their sin.
Blot me, I pray thee.
Out of thy book.
Which thou hast written.
Out of the book of God. Which he had written.
Yes, right.
You follow? Mm-hmm. Now Moses, when he was up in the mountain, see, he saw that book. That was the word.
Yeah.
He saw that book. And that's where everything comes from.
Right.
See, it was out of that book. Not that Moses wrote, but that Yahweh that wrote.
Yeah.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
Now Moses seen his name in the book. That's what I'm trying to tell you. When he was up in the mountain, he saw his name in the book. Which now we have it. And he hadn't wrote a thing yet about it. He wrote about the sacred stone before he went up there in the mountain. But he hadn't wrote anything about the creation. You follow down?
Yeah.
Now these things are deep. They're things you need to know.
Right.
You need to realize it. This is a great power. And the infinite. See? And the divine intelligence. The wisdom. The understanding of Yah.
Right.
Yeah.
That he knows everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now he said, then, if you won't forgive that sin for building this golden calf after you are told not to make anything in the likeness of any thing that was in the heavens above and the earth beneath.
Mm-hmm.
Moses said, then brought me out of your book, the book of death, which Yahweh had written. There wasn't going to be no misunderstanding, no interpretations, and none of that, no corrections, and no modifications and revisions in that. That book which he had written. See? That had Moses' name, everybody's name in it. Now, in order to show you that, which I don't have time to do, so then we would have to go back. See, Moses see his name, and then Moses wrote the pedigrees and genealogies. From Adam on down to himself.
Right.
You see? And they were encouraging that book. See? Now, since you read that book, finish reading what you read. Blot me out of thy book which thou hast written.
And Yahweh said unto Moses.
And Rod Yahweh said unto Moses.
Whosoever hath sinned against me.
Now listen here. Listen, folks. Ain't no need of you trying to put something on somebody else.
Right.
And bring somebody else to go talk to.
Right.
Now Yahweh won't prove that.
Right.
So again, he's not holding somebody else responsible.
That's right.
He's holding you
responsible.
Right. From the age of accountability. If we give you something wrong that, and Yahweh was 12 years old when I sat in the temple and confounded the doctrine and all.
Right.
So I'm 12 years old. You are coming.
Yes, right.
Okay. Now listen. Repeat what you just read.
And Yahweh said unto Moses. Whosoever hath sinned against me.
Now don't make no difference. Let it mama, papa, the children, or whosoever sinned against me.
Him will I blot out of my book.
Him. That's the one that's going to be blotted out. Him will I blot out,
right.
Which you have in the church register.
No.
Which you have enrolled, how matriculated, in your book to do that. On your honor roll, just that book. You follow me? Then will I blot out of my book, which I have written, with Yahweh's that secret. That's the book of the upright. Now he said he was going to die now. Is that right?
Yeah.
Now the 20th chapter of Revelation is in the 12th verse. Let's read it quick. Let's see what happened.
I saw the dead.
And I saw the dead.
Small and great.
Small and great.
Stand before Yahweh.
Stand before Yahweh.
And the book was open.
And the book. Huh?
Book. And the book were open.
That's the word I say.
Plural.
I didn't want you to see. There's a whole thing, all of it. The Moses wrote and everything back that way. See? I'm talking about Moses now.
Yeah.
The book was open. The law and the prophets. You see? The book was open. And then what?
And another
book. Now, that's the right thing. That's another book. And another book. All right, read him.
Which is the book of life.
Now that is the book of life.
Yeah.
See? That is the book of life. Now listen here. Give no preacher open.
No. Right.
Now is that clear to you?
Yes.
Do you understand what I said?
Right.
Now I don't want nobody walking out here tonight and say, well, I didn't understand what he said. I didn't able to figure out what he said. I said that no preacher ever opened.
Before you
open the door. Now here's the preacher. Revelation Baptist Church on John Street in San Fernando. Preacher down that side of preaching in. What we did. Saint John Church. Baptist Church. They are open the door of this church. Holy hands up like this. That's right
in the book. Bad doctor asked me about it.
And another book.
And another book. No, he just repeat what he read.
Which is the book of life.
Which is the book of life.
And the dead were judged.
And the dead were judged.
Out of those things which were written in the book.
The dead were judged out of those things which were written in the book.
According to their works.
According to their works. All right, read on.
And the sea gave up the dead which were in it.
And the sea gave up the dead which were in it.
Death and hell.
And death and hell are two.
Delivered up the dead which were in them.
Delivered up the dead which were in them.
And they were judged every man.
And they were judged every man.
According to their work.
According to their work.
And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire.
And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire.
This is the second death.
That's the second death.
Yeah.
And?
No, not the second resurrection. But the second death, there ain't going to be no second resurrection. He said, I am the resurrection. I'm resurrection.
All right, read on. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.
This is the second death.
And whosoever
and
will
hold it now, I want you to watch what I'm talking about. And whosoever sins against me, him will I blot out of my book which I have written.
Yeah.
And whosoever
was not found.
Not found.
Written in the book.
Not found in the book.
Written in it.
Written in the book.
Was cast into the lake.
Was cast into the lake. Y'all are going to blot him out. You still hang on your church rules. Maybe y'all done brought him out. arguing and arguing. And sometimes you wonder.
That's right.
Why it is that so-and-so don't come out from this junk and foolish as they say he is. Oh, young God, you know.
Right.
You see? You follow? And now that book that she has with her. See? But he always just done God. But his name, everybody's name was his. Everybody that ever to appear in this world. Yahweh had something right here. See? Know it all about it. See? And whoever it is that sang again, see, then he brought him out of the book that he had written. And whosoever is not found in the book is cast into the lake of fire.
Right.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now let me go back. I just wanted to tell you about this writing these books.
Yeah.
See? See, now I just want to show you that Moses and the prophets wrote the books of the prophets. And Yahweh wrote the book of the copyright. You follow? And now we're down now to the point where we want to make it clear to you that in this 16th verse, here that Moses goes up into the mountain and the cloud covers the mountain 6 days. Now this is the first chapter of Genesis. Now you have a code. Yeah, of course, in the 16th chapter, or the 16th verse of the 24th chapter.
Right.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
Now, then, you see, this has got to be true.
Yeah.
It just can't go on.
That's right.
It has to be true. See? Now, then we have to have this text. 24:16. Here it is. This is here. Same mark in Revelation 10:4. Read that. But you bring the letter back.
When the seven thunders had uttered their voice.
Now see, the seven thunders had uttered their voice. Now, Moses hears him saying to his voice, let there be light. And there was light. See? And the evening and the morning was the first day. And he hears him on the second day, let the thunder, says boy. You say? The seven thunders, the 7 days, says two
kids.
You see? Seven thunders. Now you get a thunder out of the cloud. Is that right? I didn't want to point that out. You get a thunder out of the cloud. Now go back to the beginning.
In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth.
Now wait just a minute. Now you don't have no cloud. So you can't start in the beginning. Don't have no cloud. See? Which is synonymous to your brain. See? You don't have no ears to hear with it. You don't have no eyes to see with it. In fact, man, you don't have no head.
That's right.
Now you see why you can't start again?
Because
you don't have no cloud. Now you have a cloud over here in Exodus. We have cloud over here in the world,
yeah.
See? You follow me? Now, how about that? Now, then here comes somebody going to go all about. Going to write all about. You see, then you got to go. You see, He was there on the 7th day.
See?
Or in other words, he was there on the Sabbath.
See?
Now let me see in his heart, and I do can't take time. And we've only got 2 minutes here. And I want to take time to put this together right so you can fit the thing.
Okay.
See?
Now you're in Genesis. Now you've got Exodus where the clouds come to the top of the mountain.
Yeah. In the 16th verse.
And you've got a colon there. Then the clouds come to the mountain.
See? 6 days. Colon.
Then on the 7th day, you call the Moses.
Out of Mrs. Cloudy.
That's the one in there, right? You say that somewhere in there, right? Now look, you said the 7th day, he called on the Lord. Now you go down and read right straight through.
Say,
right straight through Genesis through the 7th day, and it'll bring you right back to that same 7th day that you got here in Exodus.
You see? And he shows you how, he says, what happened on the 7th day, why he sanctified, and he rested. That's the same 7th day that you got here in Exodus. You follow what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Now you had the vision of Moses
there.
Now then, after he comes down to that vision, and down to that 7th day, in the Genesis, now pay attention. He stopped right there. You know, I'm right on.
He finished up the book of Genesis.
Stop right there. Then what are you going to do?
See?
What's going to happen next?
Well, how do you know? The father?
Yeah.
Now then, this is what happens next. Now he was in the 24th chapter, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Now go on over in the 25th chapter.
Right.
Yeah. Now we're going to stop the Genesis now. Got the first song.
Right.
You said,
done
that,
but got
some top line. He can't write about no crazy genealogy. He never saw anything at that time. He just talked about the generation of the heavens and the earth. You see, in that vision. At that time, that's the second trip you was in the mountain.
That's right.
See? And that's far you go with it, the creation of the heavens and earth. And bring it down to the 7th day or the 7th. And stop right there.
I'm going with that.
Okay.
See? In Genesis, I've talked about that.
Then you come back over to the Exodus. Then what are you going to do with that?
Stop reading in the 26th chapter.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses. Speak unto the children of Israel.
Speak unto the children of Israel.
That they bring me an offering.
That they bring me an
offering. For every man that giveth it willingly. You shall take my offering.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the offering which you can take of me. Gold and silver and brass.
Now
he's telling
them,
you see. Now listen, folks. Let me make it real good and clear. See, Yahweh is building a greater and more perfect tabernacle like Moses is seeing in a vision.
Right.
And it took him 7 days to see it.
Right.
What a sun is rising and setting, and this is in the realm of eternity.
Right. Right. And not in time.
That's right.
You see that now?
That's right.
Now, since Yahweh created a greater and more perfect tabernacle, and stop!
Rested on the 7th day. See?
Not any tell more.
See?
Now you speak to the children of Israel. And tell them to bring me something so you can make the tabernacle.
Right.
Yeah, but he has to make the bread in more put the tabernacle first. See, we dare ask Moses to make a tabernacle without him making one first. You see that now? Now you sent him in, and out of this stuff that they took from the Egyptians and brought up here, then you tell them to bring me it on. Because we're going to make a tabernacle out of the stuff you brought up. Just like I made a tabernacle out of the stuff right here. Now you understand what I'm talking about? bring it in more for the tabernacle.
Right.
Then the next 33 days of the 40 days.
Right.
Y'all, we were showing him about the tabernacle.
Right.
Yes, he told us to bring him the offering bill. Now that 7 days and the 33 more days, that's the total of the time and that mountain the second time.
So he goes on telling me about that. Notice goes on telling me about that. See? And that's it for the rest of that time. See? Through Exodus.
Next time you know, he goes back.
This is the last time now. See? This is the third time. But yeah, I can get the tables of stone and done broke these up. Get the tables of stone. And go back. We've got 40 days down here to move this table of stone out and get ready to go back in the mountains. And place them there in the place where the first tables of stone was really strong. Right back to you. And you have an ancient level. But that means it's broke all the way through.
Never what?
An etching.
Oh. Etching.
Do you know what an etching is? Yes, thank you. In other words, when you wrote through that table of stone, by the end of the movement, it went on to the table of stone. So Moses put this on. That writing was all the way through. And then he put the table of stone right back there, and he wrote right down on the second table of stone. That is what it was. Yes, that's right. Well, I thought he took the tables of stone that he knew out of the rest of his. And he took them back up and he placed them in. See, this piece of stone was hewn out in the mountain.